The Hare with Amber Eyes by Edmund Duval. Read by Michael Maloney. Preface. In 1991, I was given a 2-year scholarship by a Japanese foundation. The idea was to give 7 young English people with diverse professional interests, engineering, journalism, industry, ceramics, a grounding in the Japanese language at an English university, followed by a year in Tokyo. Our fluency would help build a new era of contacts with Japan. We were the first intake on the program, and expectations were high. Mornings during our second year were spent at a language school in Shibuya, up the hill from the welter of fast food outlets and discount electrical stores. Tokyo was recovering from the crash after the bubble economy of the 1980s. Commuters stood at the pedestrian crossing, the busiest in the world, to catch sight of the screen showing the Nikkei stock index climbing higher and higher. To avoid the worst of the rush hour on the underground, I'd leave an hour early and meet another older scholar, an archaeologist, and we'd have cinnamon buns and coffee on the way into classes. I had homework, proper homework, for the first time since I was a schoolboy. 150 kanji, Japanese characters to learn each week, a column of a tabloid newspaper to pass, dozens of conventional phrases to repeat every day. I'd never dreaded anything so much. The other, younger scholars would joke in Japanese with the teachers about television they'd seen or political scandals. The school was behind green metal gates, and I remember kicking them one morning and thinking what it was to be 28 and kicking a school gate. Afternoons were my own. 2 afternoons a week, I was in a ceramics studio, shared with everyone from retired businessmen making tea bowls to students...